For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week, a couple of scandals in Memphis. One involves a local politician, another, a group of wealthy Memphians with a private jet. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Otis, County Commissioner Edmund Ford Jr. is in trouble. He sponsored a $450,000 county grant to a nonprofit. Then that group purchased $45,000 of computer equipment from a company that Ford owns. Now, Ford says that he never actually voted on that grant, which he likes to frame that as a recusal. Is that enough to get him out of hot water here?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, the water is not just hot, it's bubbling. He had an obligation under the ethics rules in the county to disclose to his fellow commissioners that he had a conflict of interest, and he never did that. Plus, the issue itself of profiting from the county grant that you sponsored, you know, I see, honestly, some criminal exposure here, possibly.
You know, the Ford family has weathered similar scandals in the past. Do you think this is going to hurt Edmund Ford Jr. in the long run?
To use a term that we used in the newsroom a lot, Chris, this story has legs and it's going to keep going. And I think the next step here is the ethics committee in the county. And then you have either the county attorney or you have the district attorney. They then will decide whether to pursue an ouster lawsuit against him to remove him from office. But as I said earlier, this could also be investigated by the U.S. attorney because there could be some extortion and bribery laws that were violated here. I think this does immeasurable damage to his political career.
Well, Otis, Vanity Fair magazine published an article this week about a group of wealthy, well-connected Memphians who took a private jet to the January 6th Trump rally in Washington. Now, there's no evidence so far that any of them stormed the Capitol building, but it is a story that never got published or written about locally. I know some reporters who knew about it, including me, I should acknowledge. And there was some real ethical debate as to whether this was a story or not, a legitimate story. So as a former newspaper editor, and again, no one charged with the crime, would you say their trip to the rally was newsworthy?
Well, in the context of this rally, it is, because we see what happened as a result of the rally. People at that rally then stormed the Capitol, trying to stop the count of the electoral votes for the presidency. A police officer was killed. Two others died later on, five people dead in total. Absolutely, it's a story to find out, well, who all was there? And if you find out that people from your community, especially people who are well-known, especially if they are wealthy, formerly had business interest in the city that people patronized, then absolutely that's a story.
Well, you know, a case I think could be made that, look, they may be Trump supporters, but so are a vast majority of people in the state. If they didn't do anything illegal, are we just pursuing the story because they are wealthy and white and they had the ability to fly in an airplane to go to this rally?
We look at this, Chris, from a standpoint of, are we invading anybody's privacy in doing this? I don't think so. They should not have an expectation of privacy when they chartered a plane and went to a very, very public rally. And then that rally devolved into an insurrection that's trying to stop the wheels of government. You don't have an expectation of privacy there. The very nature of who some of these people were, especially the Dobbs family, that Dobbs name is long in Memphis with the car dealerships, with the, there used to be Dobbs restaurants. Dobbs handle all of the catering at the airport for the airlines. Dobbs is a name that everybody knows. Mm-hmm. And you've got a skin of the Dobbs running around doing this kind of stuff and then trying to hide it. That's a story because that person is a public figure. I keep going back to that because that's what I teach about whether is this a public figure or a private citizen? And are you going to hurt some private citizen who may not have actually done anything wrong? But this guy's a public figure. And so he has no protection here at all. And I'm glad that Vanity Fair published a story.
And, you know, that does raise the question that here is a major media organization outside of Memphis that publishes this, but no Memphis media organization does. Are there stories that local media just finds too difficult to touch?
Well, I think this one was difficult to touch because even in the Vanity Fair story, nobody who was involved in the trip is talking. And I think the local media probably thought it was too difficult to pursue, but it was, I think it would have been worth pursuing. And if I put my journalism professor hat on here, because I teach journalism ethics too, I see nothing that would prevent the story from being pursued and published at the local level.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.